Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Overthinking Detox, your daily dose of affirmations and strategies for a calmer, more centered you. I'm Laura Bennett, and let's be real, we all have those habits, right? The ones that sneak up on us like an unwanted house guest, leave sticky fingerprints on our lives, and just refuse to move out. We're talking about the unhealthy kind, the ones that drain your energy, steal your time, and hold you back from living your best life. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop, repeating the same patterns over and over again? You know that feeling when you try to break free, but something always pulls you back? Well, friend, today we're tackling this head on. We're diving deep into how to finally ditch those pesky habits and create space for healthier, more fulfilling ones. Now, breaking free isn't about beating yourself up or falling prey to guilt trips. It's about understanding the why behind those habits, celebrating your wins along the way, and building a toolbox of strategies that truly work for you. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fix a leaky faucet with a band-aid, right? You'd get to the root of the problem and find a sustainable solution. That's exactly what we're doing here. First things first, let's get real about self-awareness. You can't break a habit if you don't understand why it exists in the first place. What triggers it? When does it feel most tempting? Where are you when it creeps up on you? Journaling can be a powerful tool here. Just jot down those triggers, those thoughts, and those feelings that come up around your unhealthy habits. It's like shining a light on the shadows, revealing the hidden patterns that have been running your show. Second, we need to talk about replacing, not just eliminating. Imagine trying to lose weight by simply skipping meals. It's not sustainable, right? Instead of focusing solely on what you want to get rid of, shift your energy towards what you want to cultivate instead. What healthy habits would bring more joy, peace, and fulfillment into your life? Think about it. Maybe it's spending time in nature, practicing mindfulness, engaging in creative activities, or simply taking a few extra minutes each day to connect with loved ones. Building these positive habits acts like a magnet, drawing you towards a healthier, happier version of yourself. Next up, celebrate those small victories. This journey isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Every time you resist that urge, every time you choose the healthier option, acknowledge it. Celebrate those wins, no matter how small they may seem, because every step forward is a victory worth celebrating. Remember, consistency trumps intensity. It's not about going all in and burning yourself out, it's about making gradual, sustainable changes that stick. And here's a little secret. You don't have to do this alone. Surround yourself with supportive people who encourage your growth, who celebrate your wins, and who offer a helping hand when you stumble. Connecting with others on this journey can be incredibly powerful. It creates a sense of community, accountability, and shared understanding. Now, let me share a real-life example that might resonate with some of you. Imagine Sarah, who's been trying to break free from her late-night snacking habit. She knows it's not good for her health or sleep, but every time she gets stressed or bored, she finds herself raiding the pantry. She tried everything, cutting out sugary drinks, eating more balanced meals, even hiding the snacks, but nothing seemed to work. Then, Sarah realized that snacking was her way of coping with stress and boredom. Instead of fighting it, she started finding healthier ways to manage those emotions. She began practicing yoga before bed, journaling her thoughts, and taking short walks in nature. By addressing the root cause, Sarah gradually replaced her unhealthy habit with positive coping mechanisms. So there you have it, a glimpse into breaking free from those pesky habits. Remember, this isn't about being perfect, it's about progress, self-compassion, and creating a life that feels truly aligned with your values. As always, my beautiful listeners, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts, experiences, and any tips you have for breaking free from unhealthy habits in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Overthinking Detox, your daily dose of affirmations and strategies for a quieter, more centered you. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.